What's up, all of my dudes? It is Connor, the voice of the Anything and Everything podcast. And today's topic of discussion is honesty and trust. It's kind of been a theme, you know, past couple of years of my life. Also, I wanted to touch on something real quick. What the fuck is virtue signaling? I want to know what that is. I feel like I might be doing it, and I've heard that it's a bad thing.
I think what virtue signaling, it's like getting people to, like, notice your morals and values, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, in that case, I guess I am virtue signaling. Do I give a fuck? Not really. But anyway, honesty and trust. I wanted to touch on this because it has been a big theme in my life for the past couple of years. Let's start from the beginning. My whole life, I lied about everything that I was and everything that I wanted to be and everything that I wanted to do. I lied to myself. I lied to other people. It was very... very selfish. I wanted attention. I wanted people to like me, so I tried to be somebody that I wasn't. You know, I tried to be the cool kid. I tried to be the emo kid. I tried to be the sports kid. I tried to be this kid, that kid. And to be quite honest, it got to a point where it was so diluted that I didn't know what kind of person that I was. I lied about anything and everything. Somebody had asked me my age. I remember being a kid and someone asked me my age, and instead of saying 6, I was like, I'm almost 8 years old. I never wanted to be who I was. I always wanted to be somebody else, because I don't know what it was or where it started, but I always felt like I wasn't good enough. The person that I was wasn't good enough. I really couldn't tell you where that originated. Maybe somewhere deep down I still feel that way, but definitely not to the extent. But another huge difference is that I do not lie about who I am, about what I believe and what I like anymore. There's absolutely no reason. There's no reason to be dishonest about the person that you are, because lying to people about the things and the person that you are is going to get you the wrong people in your life. It's going to be disingenuous. It's going to completely defeat the purpose of making friends, because if you lie about who you are, you're going to be making the wrong friend in the first place. Seems like a pretty self-explanatory thing to me. If you're completely and 100% honest with yourself and you know, you do your best to stay on that path of being yourself, I think it attracts a lot more people who are more relative to your life and will add value to it, and that you can add value to their life. Another thing that I found was that it establishes a trust with other people. I think people can, people are much more intuitive than we give them credit for. They can sense when you're kind of full of shit. Most definitely. I can sense when other people are full of shit. And people can sense when I'm full of shit. So if ever I say some stupid shit, I immediately retract my statements. Or, like, I remember doing a live video on my Instagram feed. And I started talking about something, and I'm like, halfway through talking, I was like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. And I said that out loud, and I admitted my fault, and I said, you know what? I can't even pretend to know what I'm talking about right now. I'm just talking out my ass. But one thing that I want to try to say that I think that people can greatly benefit from is be exactly who you are behind closed doors. Don't hide your feelings. Don't hide, like, who cares if somebody won't like you? Another person is going to like you for being who you are. You don't want that person to like you anyway if they don't like you for being who you are. You don't want that person in your life. That person should not be relative to you at all. Wow, I had a lot to talk about. Well, anyway, guys, that's it for me today. If I haven't already said this, I'll say it. Follow me on Instagram at ConnorHanna_official. That's ConnorHanna_official at Instagram. Thank you, guys.